It's Friday. You know what that means. It's time for Back Talk, where we highlight conversations happening on our blog and in your world. Lee Hill is here with me. So, Lee, interesting week?
Michelle, the blog has been jumping. We started our week talking about the whole Paris Hilton drama. Yeah, I know, Paris Hilton covered on NPR. Never thought I'd see the day.
But see, I have to push back on that because the story, why she was sent to jail, how she got out, then back in, raised questions about so many other larger issues that we felt we wanted to discuss. I mean, sentencing laws, privilege, race, class.
And one area we decided to focus on was drunken driving, since that's what landed Ms. Hilton in all of this mess in the first place, for violating her probation. It's a serious issue. We asked you to tell us your thoughts. It's personal for Penny in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
When I was in my early 20s, I drove drunk a lot. I was convinced that my behavior was nobody's business but my own. Good grief, how selfish, how stupid, how deliberately blind can you be? I was lucky enough to live long enough to be able to quit drinking altogether. Now, I think that more intense enforcement is needed, and severe national standard penalties should be imposed in every state. It's time to face the problem that selfish, stupid people can kill at will, and it is a choice.
Break it down, Penny. And now, shifting gears a bit, writer Deborah Dickerson published an article on Salon.com recently about obesity and African-American women.
I'm not touching this one, Michelle.
I can understand that. We invited Dickerson on to talk about her argument that one reason black women are overweight is that black men prefer them that way, perhaps paying a little bit more attention to women who have a little more to offer in some areas than others, if you get my drift. This ignited quite a discussion on the blog. Blogger Kim writes, "There are truths to this article. I'm a 26-year-old black woman who is naturally small-framed. I've done protein diets, ingested unhealthy foods, taken supplements, and even considered surgery to meet thick standards. It's amazing how different cultures have such different standards of beauty." And finally, yesterday we aired a segment on the casting shakeup on the hit drama Grey's Anatomy. Actor Isaiah Washington was let go, apparently because he had earlier used a slur to refer to a gay castmate. Jasmine Canick, a blogger who's heading an effort to get Washington his job back, blamed the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, or GLAAD, in part for getting him fired. Well, I wanted to talk to GLAAD about that. Let's talk to Neil Giuliano, the president of GLAAD. So, true or not true?
Oh, it's not true at all. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation never called for the firing or dismissal of Mr. Washington. We called for him to get engaged with our work for cultural change, to lessen the level of anti-gay defamation in this country, which he agreed to do. And he engaged with us and filmed a public service announcement for us that aired on ABC.
So do you think he should have been fired after he did what you asked?
I don't think he should have been fired. He did everything that we had asked him to.
Okay, thanks. Neil Giuliano, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Neil Giuliano is the president of GLAAD.
I'm sure there'll be a lot more to say about that subject.
And we want to hear a lot more from you. Go to npr.org/tellmemore and blog it out. Thanks, Lee.
Thanks, Michelle.